Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a ride groove with modern punch and vintage soul for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this session, we're not treating the ride as a random top layer. We're using it as a composition tool. That means the ride is going to help shape momentum, section energy, and the overall identity of the track. In DNB, a great ride can be the difference between a loop that just sits there and a loop that feels like it's driving forward with purpose. The goal here is simple. Modern punch, but with that worn-in jungle character. Tight enough to cut through a heavy mix, dirty enough to feel like it belongs next to chopped breaks and sub-pressure. First, start with a ride sample that already has attitude. Don't reach for something super clean and polished unless you plan to rough it up later. You want a sample with a bit of metallic character, maybe a slightly gritty bell, or a ride that has some room tone or analog edge in it. That kind of source gives you a head start toward the vintage feel. Load the sample into Simpler or onto an audio track. If you're using Simpler, Classic Mode is a good choice because it keeps things fast and playable. Set the start point so the transient feels immediate, but not clicky. Then shape the decay so the ride doesn't ring forever. For this style, a tighter decay usually works best because you want motion without clutter. If the top end is too icy, use the filter to tame it a little rather than trying to force the sample to behave. Now here's the big mindset shift. Program the ride like part of the arrangement, not just a loop. In jungle and old school DNB, rides often act like a rhythmic engine. They help guide the listener through the track. So instead of placing a rigid pattern and leaving it alone, think in phrases. A solid starting point at 170 to 174 BPM is to use steady motion in the first part of the bar, then create little changes that support the snare and the break. Try emphasizing the offbeats, but leave space where the snare and break ghosts need to speak. If the whole pattern is packed, the groove can lose shape fast. A good ride leaves room for the backbeat to hit. Think in sections. For example, the first two bars can feel stable and locked in. Then the next two bars can add a small pickup or an extra accent before the phrase changes. You can even remove one hit at the end of a phrase so the next bar lands harder. That tiny bit of tension makes a huge difference in DNB. Next, shape the tone with saturator and EQ 8. Start with a little saturation, not a lot. Just enough drive to bring out harmonics and give the ride some confidence. Soft clipping can help keep the peak under control while adding a bit of glue. Then use EQ 8 to clean up the low end and control harshness. High pass the ride so it's not carrying unnecessary low mid energy. If it feels pokey or abrasive, make a small cut in the harsh upper mid area. If it needs a little more air, add a gentle high shelf. The key is to make it present, not piercing. If you want a more vintage jungle flavor, drum bus is a great move. Keep it subtle. A touch of drive and a bit of crunch can give the ride that slightly worn, lived-in texture. Just be careful not to overcook it. The goal is character, not noise. Now let's talk about punch. If you want the ride to hit with more authority without turning brittle, use a parallel layer. You can do that with a duplicate track or a return track. On the parallel path, add drum bus or saturator, then a glue compressor with a fast attack and medium release. You're not trying to crush the ride. You're just giving it a more confident shape. Blend that layer in quietly underneath the clean one, and suddenly the ride feels more solid. This is where vintage soul starts to come alive. Groove and micro variation. Open the groove pool and apply a subtle swing. Don't overdo it. You want the ride to feel human, not late. Then go into the MIDI clip and vary the velocities. Stronger hits can land with more force, while softer hits keep the pattern breathing. A really effective trick is to change one or two velocities every few bars. That small difference makes the part feel performed instead of looped. In jungle and old school DNB, that kind of movement is gold because it lets the ride push and relax against the break. Now duplicate the ride and split the job into two layers. The first layer is the attack layer. Keep it short, tight, and clear. This is the layer that gives you the hit. The second layer is the texture layer. Let it ring a little longer, add more saturation, and maybe soften it with a filter. This layer is about vibe and dust. On the texture layer, you can use auto filter to gently shape the top end. If you want a bit of shimmer movement, a very subtle LFO can work, but keep it understated. In Density DNB, the ride still needs to stay stable and centered enough to support the rest of the drums. This is also where the ride has to work with the break, not against it. Always audition it in context. Mute the ride and listen to the break on its own. Then bring the ride back in and ask yourself, is it covering the ghost notes? Is it fighting the snare? Is it making the break feel bigger or just busier? A strong ride groove should answer the snare, not shadow it. Sometimes that means nudging a hit a little ahead of the snare for urgency. Sometimes it means pulling the next accent slightly behind for bounce. That push and pull is a huge part of the modern punch plus vintage swing combination. Use automation to make the ride part of the arrangement. Open the filter during a build. Add a little more saturation in the second half of the drop. Lift the volume slightly in the final bars of a section. These tiny changes help the track evolve without needing huge fills all the time. For example, the intro might use a filtered ride with a break. Then the main drop brings in the full ride. Later on, you can add a dirtier texture layer or more velocity variation. And before switch up or breakdown, strip the ride back again so the bass movement hits harder when it returns. That contrast is important. If everything is always full brightness and full motion, the track loses tension. In DNB, energy is not just about adding more, it's about knowing when to pull back. Once the groove feels right, resample it. Print both ride layers to audio. This lets you commit to the feel, edit the phrase more easily, and make creative moves like reversing a hit, chopping the end of a bar, or turning a ride tail into a transition element. Resampling is one of the best ways to lock in vibe and move faster in arrangement. Then do a final mix check with the full drum and bass stack. Make sure the ride isn't fighting the sub, the snare, or the break tops. Check mono compatibility with utility. If the ride gets weak or harsh in mono, simplify the layering and reduce any unnecessary widening. And remember, if the ride is essential to the groove, don't just keep turning it down. Sometimes the better move is to create space elsewhere, especially in the bass. Modern DNB production is often about arrangement-based mixing. If the ride needs room, write the bass to leave that space. Here are a few common mistakes to watch for. 1. Making the ride too bright. That can make the whole top end feel painful fast. Control harshness with EQ and avoid overdriving the high frequencies. 2. Using a ride that sounds too clean. If it feels like an EDM top loop, it probably doesn't have enough character for this style. Rough it up, or choose a better sample. 3. Programming straight repetitive 1/8s with no phrasing. Even in a driving groove, the pattern needs breath. Small changes every few bars make the arrangement feel alive. 4. Letting the ride mask the break's ghost notes. If that happens, reduce density or create more holes in the rhythm. 5. Overwidening the ride. Keep the core energy centered. If you want width, put it on the texture layer, not the main strike. Here's a useful advanced approach. Think in density bands. Decide how active the ride should feel compared to the break and bass. If the break is already very chopped, the ride can be more selective. If the break is sparse, the ride can carry more of the forward motion. That balance is what keeps the groove musical. Also, think in phrase logic, not just drum programming. Ask yourself what the ride is doing in each section. Is it announcing, intensifying, releasing, transitioning? That producer mindset makes the part feel composed, not just looped. If you want to push the vibe darker or heavier, try layering a band-limited dirty texture under the ride. Filter it so it only contributes grit and presence. Or use a very short reverb return to give the ride a ghostly room around it. Keep it subtle and heavily filtered so it feels like atmosphere, not wash. You can also use a tiny bit of sidechain ducking from the snare if the ride gets in the way of the backbeat. Just a small amount is enough to create space. Another strong move is to strip the ride out for half a bar before a bass change, then bring it back. That contrast makes the bass feel bigger. So to recap the core method, choose a ride with character, shape it with saturation and EQ, add punch with parallel processing, humanize the timing and velocity, split it into attack and texture layers, automate changes across the arrangement, and resample once the groove feels alive. The best DNB rides feel like they were always part of the record. They're sharp enough for modern impact, dirty enough for jungle history, and arranged with enough intent to keep the tune moving. For your practice, build a 4-bar ride groove in a blank 170 BPM project. Start with a break and a sub. Program a ride that feels stable at first, then changes slightly in the later bars. Add saturator and EQ8. Duplicate it into a dirtier layer. Apply a little swing. Adjust velocities manually. Automate the filter over 8 bars. Then resample it and make one phrase edit. If you do that well, you won't just have a simple pattern, you'll have a musical engine for jungle drop.